Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live, welcome to the program. The phones are open here if you want to join us. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And nobody.
And normally we have Chris with us. Don't know where he's at tonight. There is usually a crypto meetup here in Keene on Friday evening, so perhaps he got distracted there. Hopefully all is well with him.
I just hope it wasn't a walrus.
That's over my head.
Penguins get eaten by walruses.
Okay. I'm thinking, is this a Beatles reference? I don't know.
Cuckoo-ca-choo.
Yeah. We actually have somebody on the line, nobody, to start the show. If you call in, we put you on the air. That's kind of what we do here on Free Talk Live. We, of course, also have stuff that we think you'll find interesting to talk about, but it is a caller-focused show in a lot of ways, so we're going to bring Renee on the line here. He's calling us from Louisiana, and Renee, you called in before we even started the show, so what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I want to call another show, but they're too, like, I'm going to call this show. My thing is, I have coworkers. I have a variety of coworkers. Sometimes they're easygoing and sometimes they're problematic. My thing is about the shades of toxic masculinity. You know, there's the...
Before you go on, what is toxic masculinity?
Well, I don't really know, but to my understanding, it's like when you try to act masculine, but you do it in a hostile or tacky and unproductive way.
When you act masculine, but do it in a hostile or unproductive, tacky, unproductive way. Okay.
It's basically like something
guys,
that...
Like guys, for example, like guys, oh, my arm's bigger than yours. Hey, let's do... Even if you don't want to, I mean, it might be playful. Let's, you know, they might come over, let's do arm wrestling or, hey, dude, and then somebody pushes on you. Like the, I mean, it's actually harassment in some ways, but, you know, like some groups want to say any activity that resembles, some groups want to claim any activity that resembles
homoerotic dominance games.
By the way, Chris is now joining us.
Yeah, dominance games. But some people want to claim that, some groups want to claim anything traditionally masculine, anyhow it's not a dominance game, is toxic masculinity. And then some people want to categorize all males as toxic.
Those don't sound like a fun bunch of people. I don't think fun people should hang out with them.
No, it's basically feminists and other unpleasant people.
Yeah.
Can I add one more element?
Well, yeah, but I'm curious, what is it that made you bring this up as a topic tonight? Did something happen in your life where, you know, somebody brought this up?
Several times, especially with a coworker. I drive a trash truck, and we have hoppers. I also was in the reserve.
What's a hopper? Is that the guy on the back of the truck?
They hop along after the truck.
Yeah, you could say they hop on and off.
Mm-hmm, okay.
Push the can where the can dumps, and then they work the machinery so it gets crushed in the back of the truck.
So are you a driver or a hopper?
I'm a driver.
Got it.
Also been in the military. I was a sergeant, and I had another sergeant that kind of had the same problem. As a man, if another man comes with this, what they say is toxic masculinity, we could always maybe fight or argue or let him, you know, push back. But my thing is when a transgender man or LGBT woman identifying as a man gets hostile and toxically masculine with me, which happens several times in the workplace, It's annoying. I mean, because if you
give me an example from your life. You got this. I presume one of the hoppers is one of these people that you're saying is behaving in this fashion.
Yes, I mean, I might be like, they're bossy. They tell me off. They threaten me with violence,
Are these male to female trans or female to male trans?
LGBT. They didn't have the money to do the whole package.
Okay, but
they're all LGBT.
But he's asking, were they born biologically male or female?
Which direction are they headed?
Well, it seemed like they want to head to the manly direction.
So they were born a woman. And are presenting, if you will, as a man.
Yes, and I've worked with different varieties of them. Sometimes they don't do that. They act like a co-worker should, polite, helpful. Okay. But the ones I don't like is the harassing ones. Because, like I said again, legally, if two men come out with stuff like that, where the cameras are, you might have a smack. But you do that to a woman, it's a different thing.
I see what you're saying. So you're saying that...
she's got a consent.
Yeah, let me see if I'm following what you're saying. You're saying that a person born female who's transitioning to male, working with you on the garbage truck, is acting like they've got something to prove as a man, right? Although you want to act like a man, so I'm going to be a toxic man and just try to be a total jerk.
Yes, that's happening in different work environments.
You don't want to beat this person like a redheaded stepchild because you still look at them and see a woman.
Yeah.
Well, I don't like this activity come from nobody, but I'm puzzled, except for screaming at the supervisor and complaining, I'm puzzled, like, how do you handle this? I mean, if she really hits me, I have to restrain myself because legally... The world ain't fair when you're dealing with a woman.
Yeah.
But if it's another guy, I could smack the hell out of him and say, look, leave me alone. We'll both shoot out toxic masculinity to each other across the head till somebody gives up. But these women sometimes, not all of them, but sometimes they will tell you, I can't say it on the air. They will tell you the most inappropriate things.
So do you guys have any advice for Renee on what he should do here?
Well, I mean, I would probably talk to this person. My best friend had a tough wife, and she wasn't masculine particularly, but she was a tough little woman, and she used to bust my balls from time to time, and we ended up agreeing to be in an eternal state of war, so if we had to bitch smack each other, we would. And we just settled that up front, so everybody knew that, and then I was comfortable with her, because she was like, I don't care, and she probably didn't. She was a tough woman.
Well, at the hot sauce plant, I'm not going to say it because we're on the air, but she told me something inappropriate, and I matched her, a different worker, and she ran... Oh, Miss Bridget, he's not talking to me like a lady, but what she told me was very manly.
So they're trying to play it both ways.
That's not good, because that's somebody trying to take advantage.
Yeah, I would say if you are not having any success in having a conversation with these people, then I would say
find
yourself a great big woman. And say, look, that this person's been doing me wrong, and I can't do nothing about it, but you can.
I got to the supervisor. I tried to. And the creepy thing about it is, at the same time, they act like they want to be masculine, but out of nowhere, sometimes they act jealous, and I get confused as to, do they like me, or are they combating me as another man?
Yeah, that's really frustrating.
I'll tell you, watching guys do the little dominance games in jail, I couldn't tell whether they were trying to fight or have sex either sometimes.
Thanks, Renee. Thank you for the call tonight. I do appreciate you bringing the question up. If you want to weigh in on it, you're welcome to. Maybe you've had to deal with people like this at work. Apparently, he's had it in multiple jobs. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And if you can't work something out with a coworker directly, then there's nothing wrong with going up the chain and saying, hey, I can't work with this person. You keep putting me with this hopper on the truck, and it's just not working out.
They're going to hop right off.
Yeah, you either move them off my truck, or I'm moving on.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Yeah!
here. Bring in whatever you want. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Joining you tonight, you've got Ian
and Chris. And the nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
And we invite you to join us online anytime you want. You can go to freetalklive.com to do that. Also, want to make sure you know about Bitcoin.com. You're ready to start learning about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. Now might be a good time, especially since the price has dropped a little bit in the last day or so. It had been kind of sitting at around $24,000 over the last couple weeks, but all of a sudden it dropped down to about $21,000. So it's on sale right now. If you want to get the details on how this whole thing works, you should go to bitcoin.com, click Get Started right there at the top of the page, and they will take you through some of the basics about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. You can buy your first cryptos there through bitcoin.com. You can get the latest news headlines over at news.bitcoin.com, which is their news site. We're going right into your phone calls here. James is on the line in Portland, Oregon. You're on Free Talk Live watching us on Twitch. Go ahead, James.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to call in and ask you, have you been experiencing people who have been ardent supporters of the COVID lockdowns and the mandates and so on and so forth, them outright denying that various things like lockdowns and mandates have happened throughout the past 2 years? Because that's what I've noticed.
I've seen it on Twitter. I haven't known anybody personally like that, because when somebody's a controlling and cowardly freak, I tend to make a point of not knowing them personally.
But those people, I presume, do exist in Keene, New Hampshire, which tends to be kind of a liberal town, but they're not real obvious about that, I guess. There's not like some sort of a protest or whatever going on pro-COVID restrictions at the moment.
I mean, there are a few people who threw me out of restaurants, but I never saw them again because I never went back, even after the COVID thing was over.
But it's probably a way different situation living in a town like Portland, Oregon, where I imagine you're surrounded by people like this, James. What's it like out there?
Oh, it is exactly as you would imagine. I'm absolutely surrounded by people like this. There's still mandates in place. In many places, you still have to wear a mask, and you will get harassed and chased out of places if you refuse to.
But they're denying it.
Why are you still there?
Hold on. Before we get to that question, nobody, but these people are now in a state of denial. They're saying that those restrictions never happened?
Yes. And, yeah. You know, I think
what?
It's beyond denial. It's gaslighting. I've encountered many people, primarily online, but even in person, who said that there were never any lockdowns, that no one was forced to get the vaccine, and so on and so forth. And they play little disingenuous word games. And, like, for instance, they'll say no one was forced. Yeah, technically it might not have been forced, but it was coercion, which is a step beneath force.
When you say coercion, are you referring to like people in the medical industry or certain corporate jobs that were told you either quit your job or you get the vaccine?
Yes, exactly that. You know, and it wasn't just in employment; it was, in schools. You know,
I've seen a lot more lying leftists than usual lately. I have had some of those conversations where, nobody was forced to get the vaccine. Well, yeah, they did this, and this. Oh, well, that's not forcing them. And then there's some more obvious things like, I happened to take a lot of economics classes when I was in college, and a recession has always been defined as two consecutive quarters of negative economic growth. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, this year, we went into a recession this year, and the lying leftists started saying, oh, it's not a recession. Two consecutive quarters of negative economic growth isn't really a recession. Not a single one of them, however, has been able to tell me what is the definition of a recession. Then it's kind of like that What Is a Woman movie, which was pretty interesting.
So James, I think we can get to nobody's other question now: is why are you still in Portland?
I'm working on getting out now.
Okay.
I've set up roots here, but I'm working on getting out now.
Groovy. I was going to say, you got a lot more tolerance than I do. I would have... I would have either gotten out of there, I would have ended up in prison for bitch smacking somebody.
Was there anything else you wanted to share about your experience tonight?
That was the gist of it, you know. I think this whole 2-year experience has been really telling about human psychology, and this is like almost the equivalent of like learning what was revealed from the Milgram experiments, that most people are sheep.
Yeah, well, it's also convinced me in a big way that we need a national divorce.
Absolutely.
James, just another question for you. Are you a liberty-minded person? How would you describe yourself?
Yes, I would describe myself as a left libertarian, but I'm just moving further away from the left after you know, the Covidians.
Have you considered, when you leave Portland, have you considered migrating to New Hampshire for the Free State Project?
That's an option.
Yeah. There's, I'll tell you, it makes a huge difference when you're embattled to actually have a group of people on your side and a growing group of people, so...
Yeah, there's nothing like it.
Yeah, we hope you make it out and join us.
Yeah, come check out the Porcupine Freedom Festival and Forkfest if you're possibly interested. See what it's like up here.
Or just come up anytime. There's always things going on here in New Hampshire, all across southern New Hampshire, every single day of the week, I think. There's multiple events that are happening. The Free State Project has a calendar up on their website at fsp.org. And James, wish you the best, man. Thanks for the call tonight.
Good luck to you. And, yeah, there is a lot of gaslighting going on.
Define gaslighting for me.
Gaslighting, it's...
Because people trot that word out a lot, and sometimes I'm just like, come on.
It's a term that comes from a movie called Gaslight, and it was this husband who was playing a bunch of tricks on his wife, and he, in order to convince her
that she's crazy,
she was losing her mind. And so gaslighting, you know, if you scream at somebody 5 times to get out of the store during the COVID, and 6 months later he for some reason decides to come back, and you say, I never did that. I mean, that I would describe that as gaslighting.
I see. Is it possible that these people are actually that crazy? Like, that they're not doing it on purpose, that they actually have sort of blocked that out of their minds, and they really don't want to believe that they went through that?
It is possible, although I'm convinced that it's coming intentionally from some quarter, because I think a lot of what the leftists are, they were manipulated into becoming by the monsters in government.
There's more on the way. Your calls are welcome here. The number is 603-283-6160, whatever you want.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A new study says COVID-19 can mess with the way a brain operates. A wide-ranging study from Oxford University found that 2 years after being hospitalized for the virus, recovering patients were at a higher risk of psychosis, dementia, and brain fog. The researchers combined over 1 million patient files, mostly in the United States, and found COVID patients age 18 to 64 had a 16% higher rate of brain fog than patients with other respiratory illnesses. The Biden administration announced on Friday that another $775 million in weapons will be headed to Ukraine. The latest shipment includes drones, missiles, ammo, and mine-clearing equipment. The total amount of military aid sent to Ukraine has passed $10 billion. This is USA Radio News. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is visiting the Ukrainian port city of Odessa amid Russia's ongoing invasion of the country. Guterres explaining the importance of allowing ships to travel through the Black Sea.
Getting more food and fertilizer out of Ukraine and Russia is crucial to further calm commodity markets and lower prices.
A member of ISIS will spend the rest of his life in prison for killing Americans. The ISIS beetle was given the sentence for the deaths of four Americans, including James Foley and Kayla Miller. Foley's mother claims the ruling sends a message to other criminals who commit crimes against Americans overseas.
Let this sentencing make clear to all who dare to kidnap, torture, or kill any American citizen abroad that U.S. justice will find you and that our government will hold you accountable for your crimes against our citizens.
This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April. My husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW. Need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie. It works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extendivite.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The number, if you want to join us here, is 603-283-6160. Coming up, Chris has a story that sounds pretty weird about bathroom monitoring technology.
It gets weirder.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know the half of it. I have not heard any of the details, so we're going to get into that a little bit later. Of course, your calls and thoughts are welcome, and the number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. There's a story that I've held here. It's like an opinion piece from the Wall Street Journal by Greg Ipp. I-P is his last name. That I've been holding on here for some number of weeks because, well, the Bitcoin price has been down for a little while now. And when I say down, I mean down as compared to roughly the last year or year and a half. So if you go back a year ago, the price was over $40,000, maybe $45,000, $47,000 a year ago at this time. And so right now it's quote unquote down compared to that. However, the price as of now is also up compared to pretty much the majority of the history of Bitcoin. If you go back 2 years, the price was at that time closer to $10,000. So it is still up compared to 2 years ago, but quote unquote down compared to now. So you always want to zoom out whenever you're looking at the Bitcoin price. You don't want to look at just the last week or the last month. You want to look at the last 10 years and see, you know, what that price has been doing. And of course, over time, it has trended upwards. But this story, headline at the Wall Street Journal, Crypto Meltdown Exposes Hollowness of Its Libertarian Promise. And now, there's been a lot of hit pieces written about cryptocurrency and Bitcoin over the years. Hundreds of them, in fact. But you know, this one's a little bit unusual because it specifically attacks libertarianism at the same time that it's attacking cryptocurrency. So I thought it was that made it kind of a special level of hit piece.
Yeah, it's definitely they're coming out and saying, it sounds like, you know, what they're, you know, indirectly implying it elsewhere in other hit pieces.
Yeah, well, that may be true, and we certainly don't read every hit piece here on Free Talk Live because there's too many of them. But every now and then, it's fun to trot one of them out and
oh, for sure,
and look at what they're claiming. So Greg writes at the Wall Street Journal, to its advocates, cryptocurrency is at its heart a libertarian project to free mankind from the shackles of government. And I think we would all agree
with that.
That's
pretty accurate.
Yeah. Most of all, its power to debase a, quote, fiat, unquote, currency by printing more of it. Do Kwon, the South Korean creator of the stablecoin Terra USD, regularly equated fiat currency to state violence. By the way, this, I think, was written after Terra took its big fall.
I wouldn't call it violence. It's more like counterfeiting.
Yeah.
Although
yeah,
they
true.
Do, it is necessary to pay for all of their endless, pointless wars.
It certainly backs state violence. That's
oh,
sure.
absolutely.
Yeah, they couldn't go to war in the same way, if at all, if they didn't have the ability to just print money.
Yeah.
So this is one of the reasons why those of us who really, you know, believe in the idea of Bitcoin and cryptocurrency and want to get this concept out there, one of the things that motivates us is to end the violence of the state, to end endless war.
And, of course, the other thing is you've got a lot of bankers out there who have violently enforced monopolies, though
sure.
They'll throw regular people in prison for offering any kind of a financial service. Well, with one of the things that Bitcoin gives us is a chance to bank the unbanked, people who just can't afford to have a bank account at the prices the bankers charge.
Or they're just sick of the bankers.
Or they're sick of getting robbed by the bankers. And, you know, now they can do it for pennies.
Yeah, it feels to me like being anti-Bitcoin is kind of selfish, or anti-crypto, you know, or anti-alternative, you know, currencies.
Mm-hmm.
Is basically what you're doing is you're advocating for a monopoly which keeps out certain segments, certain people from the marketplace, effectively. And as you're talking about unbanked people, but you know, which basically just means you know, they don't have bank accounts, or they can't have a bank account because either government, usually it's probably mostly government, is preventing that from happening. And, you know, financial institutions are highly regulated. So if the government even looks at the banks, you know, in a way, you know, at a certain group, funny, like sex workers, for example, the banks immediately cut off sex worker. And they've done this. They've done this in the last, I think, 5 years or so.
Or marijuana shops. Or
marijuana
Bitcoin
shops.
Or,
yeah. And, of course, it also makes it hella expensive because it costs a lot of money to comply with a lot of these, you know, pointless regulations
sure.
that they have. The regulations are basically there so that if you're not of the class of people who has a gang of lawyers, you just can't get involved in any kind of business.
Yeah, other good examples probably involve, you know, if you've ever, you know, the IRS has ever tried to audit you or whatever and something wasn't dotted, you know, you didn't dot the I or cross the T, you know, that's another good example, I'm pretty sure, where they'll freeze accounts and probably keep you out of the banking system, too.
So his story goes on. He says,
but Hunter Biden can bank, amazing.
So when inflation took off, crypto supporters were triumphant. Bitcoin's value, quote, is telling us that the central banks are bankrupt, that we are at the end of the fiat money regime, unquote. That according to venture capitalist and Bitcoin investor Peter Thiel, saying back in April. And then a funny thing happened. As the Federal Reserve responded to rising inflation by raising interest rates, and I love how they act as though the Federal Reserve is just responding to inflation. That is
yeah,
not the creator.
It didn't cause it in the first place.
yeah. He says, fiat currency rallied big time. Bitcoin has fallen 30% against the dollar since Thiel's comments. Terra USD, which was supposed to trade 1-for-1 with the dollar, now trades 8-for-1. And by the way, this is an old article. This was written, I think, in the midst of the Terra collapse. That thing is completely collapsed, basically, at this point. I think it's, last I looked, was like at around 2 cents when it's supposed to be a dollar. So that thing is kaputz. But it was an interesting experiment.
Claiming that today's price of Bitcoin is proof that Bitcoin is going to take over the world, no matter how high Bitcoin happens to be in the moment, is like saying that a hot day proves global warming. it doesn't make sense. People have speculated on many things that haven't taken over the world. There are good reasons to believe that crypto is valuable, but the momentary price really isn't one of them.
You know, and this is the thing. It's like even if Bitcoin or cryptocurrencies as we have them now are not perfect, which I certainly wouldn't argue that they are. I never argued that, and I don't think
definitely
anybody
not. Who... BTC is awful.
It's been a bumpy road getting businesses around here to accept cryptocurrency.
It's not perfect, but it's what it is. It's the potential. Mm-hmm. It's the first. Bitcoin specifically is the first implementation of something that has been talked about in. What were the
crypto punks,
cypherpunks? Yeah, cypherpunks have talked about
for decades.
Decades. I mean, I remember back in the 90s. You know, it was something that would be awesome. You know, to see, but you know, it never happened. It never came to be. You know, until it did, but it took a long time, right?
Well, think about you talk about the 90s. Let's talk about the first. Time or the first number of years of the internet, right? Like the earlier years of the internet, there was no graphical user interface. You did everything on a command line.
That was nice.
Okay, so
I hate GUI.
I mean, nobody. You're a programmer, so of course that you feel right at home in a situation like that.
Well, there are those who don't. There are people who can only program by dragging things around in a GUI.
Yeah.
I don't talk to that sort of programmer.
I might call him a programmer.
But that's how it used to be.
Yeah.
And then it got more user-friendly over time.
Right. Technology improves. This is the first implementation.
Yeah.
You know, think of it as 1.0. I'm still waiting for 2.0, let alone 3.0.
I don't even think Bitcoin's out of beta.
Maximalists are crazy. Nobody's going to use 1.0 forever.
There's more coming up here in moments. I don't even think Bitcoin's at 1.0.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier.
That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You've even seen it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Appreciate what we do. Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. The phones are open, and you can join us here. The number 603-283-6160. One of the critics over at the Wall Street Journal, his name is Greg Ip. On the attack against not just cryptocurrency like Bitcoin or Bitcoin Cash, but also libertarianism. He says the crypto meltdown exposes the hollowness of its libertarian promise.
I'm so shocked to have a prostitute say that.
Yeah, we'll get deeper into it coming up here in moments. Also, want to make sure that you know about Freedom's Phoenix, and that is where you can go to get some of the latest headlines from people that actually care about liberty. It's your source for all news. Economic news, government overreach, insane government spending, and more. It's today's headlines in one place, and from a fresh libertarian perspective. You can find it over at freedomsphoenix.com. That's freedoms with an S, phoenix.com. As we continue with this story here from the Wall Street Journal. So they're talking about the recent crash, quote-unquote, of Bitcoin. Remember, we always say zoom out.
It's only 20,000 times what it was when I first encountered it.
You know the funny thing about the crash, right?
Yeah.
Is that they never take that into, I want to say perspective, not perspective, but a context, right? Because if the stock market did this, right, okay, the world would be over. But when crypto or Bitcoin does it, it's not.
If because the stock market was up 20,000-fold over right. The last decade.
Right. And this is the point. High. This is the point, right? Like, if you put your money into Bitcoin, a decade ago,
right,
you're still doing unbelievably well.
If you put money in 2 years ago, you're doing well.
But right, and that's the point that I'm making, right? Like, if you look at it in the very short term, yes, it's not great, but it's not really that bad either, as long as you just, you're not getting out or whatever, because ultimately
you only lose when you sell.
Right. Exactly. Or at least sell in the short term, right?
Sales. And the press only looks at the short term. They
right.
only look at what happened this week or what happened this month or whatever. They don't go back and they don't have perspective. But regardless,
and when it's doing well, they generally don't talk about it at all.
Correct. So this guy is saying that that is somehow a proof that the libertarian promise has been a failure. And he brings up Terra USD, which was a stable coin, but it's different from your typical stable coin in that it was what was called an algorithmic stablecoin.
Yeah.
And there's an interesting
theory.
That's
what we call bad plan.
Well, it was an interesting plan. I got to say, it caught my attention. I talked about it on the air on more than one occasion because it was rising up and it had risen into the top 10 of the world's most popular cryptocurrencies. It was like getting into number 8 or whatever when it first took its big hit and it completely crashed. But there's a theory that the world bankers and the world governments targeted Terra for a takedown. Mm-hmm. That they did not want this thing existing because basically one of the key differences between it and your typical stablecoin, for listeners that don't know, a stablecoin is a cryptocurrency token that is backed by something, supposedly. There's like with the normal stablecoins, they're supposedly dollars in a bank account. So with USDT or USDC, they supposedly have dollars or the equivalent of dollars in some sort of investment account or bank account that they could go to if somebody said, I want to get dollars for my stablecoins.
Most of them are not audited.
Some aren't, yeah.
At least not to my knowledge.
USDT is sort of secretive about their backing. USDC is supposedly audited, from what I understand. And both of them are centrally controlled. Both of them are completely regulatable and controlled by the state to some extent. And that's what set Terra USD and some of the other algorithmic stablecoins that are trying to now best what Terra had done. Because this game ain't over yet.
Oh, no.
But this is like early
alpha. I mean, this is one of the crazy things, like to say, oh, you know, algorithmic stablecoins can't work or whatever. It's like, this is the first time I think it's even like we've even had anything that was a stablecoin that was not
backed by,
you know, that was actually right.
Let me tell you why it's a mathematical impossibility. Basically,
what's a mathematical
impossibility? To have a foolproof permanent stablecoin. And the problem is whatever your algorithm is, okay? It's based on assumptions because you have to be keeping value in something in order to have it to return. If you keep it in dollars, then it's one for one. If you keep it in anything else, then that thing can conceivably go down against the dollar. Even gold could go down. We could be hit by a golden asteroid.
There's talk about that.
I mean, it's interesting because everything is always, you know, it's funny when we talk about stable, you know, use the word stable because every currency, you know, there isn't a stable currency, right? Like,
no,
nothing
the dollar
is stable.
Isn't
everything
stable.
Is always fluctuating.
Sure, it's an illusion
to
call it stable.
Right.
They should say tethered.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I guess what I'm saying is, no matter how good you think your assumptions are, that tether is always going to be tenuous.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's risky.
Risky. Right. And I think it's... I think the idea is effectively to keep it, it's not so much keep it stable or tethering it to the dollar, but to keep it, you know, in line with, in relation to, I think in the economics you'd call it like a basket of either currencies or a basket of,
well, I don't know if there are. I know that
which is something that's been done by people like the World Bank, and that's had troubles too.
I don't know. There's probably something like that out there. That was originally Facebook's plan, was they were going to come out with this basket of currencies that they were going to create their own quote-unquote stable coin that would be associated
with. Right,
right. But
all you need is a bunch of currencies that always go up against the dollar, and your problem is solved.
But then the government stepped in and said, yeah, we're not going to let you do that, and they stopped. So that never came to market. It never came to fruition. But I don't know if there's anything else out there that's trying that. That's a good question. Most stable coins right now are tied to one specific asset. So it's either the dollar or the euro or an ounce of gold. There are actually gold and silver-based stables as well.
I think that's better to fix it to one thing and let other people decide, well, I think this thing that they're fixed at fixed on is underpriced right now, so I'm going to invest in their coin, and I think this other thing that's backing another coin is overpriced right now, so I'm going to short it.
I think there were some issues with Terra, if I recall, that I was concerned about.
Well, the going bankrupt thing was definitely an issue.
But backing up, it was based on certain other technologies that were still in their infancy, and those are, I believe, what led to part of what led to Terra's downfall, if I recall correctly.
Ultimately, what I think led to Terra's downfall was the market just freaking out, and it I think it would have worked if people had acted more rationally, but they didn't, and you can't expect them to. And there was just this pile-on effect where everybody went and sold. And
wasn't there a bug though in something that Terra was connected to that also was the start of it?
I don't know anything about that. No, there's like this whole conspiracy theory about what kicked this thing off, and the theory is that it was, you know, BlackRock and these big investment government-connected bankers and
well,
that sort of thing.
Well, they can definitely do that. I mean, I think one of the reasons...
They've got a lot of money to throw around.
Well, they do. They've got a lot of dollars, and they can just print more if they want.
Yeah. Well, and they don't want...
They
don't want algorithmic stablecoins to succeed,
right,
because it basically means that whoever the creators are of these algorithmic stablecoins then is able to print money into existence without actually counterfeiting the dollar, because they're not counterfeiting dollars. They're just making tokens that are valued at a dollar.
Let me
which
back up a moment.
Which is akin to violating the law of conservation of energy, which is why I say it can't be done on reliably on the long term.
So one of the things that I just want to point out here is that you can have both things be true, right? You could have a bug that was exploited and then a group of people who took advantage of that to scare everybody, which caused the crash, right? So there could be multiple factors here at play.
Well, they did.
And frequently, even when somebody's business plan doesn't make sense, frequently their stock doesn't crash until that one thing happens, and that ends up being the impetus that pushes it over the edge.
So he says, perhaps this is just another of crypto's many temporary downdrafts, or perhaps rising interest rates have exposed the hollowness of crypto's libertarian promise. And honestly, I don't know what the hell an interest rate would have anything to do with whether or not cryptocurrency goes up or down.
Interest rate?
Well, the interest rates are related to how much money they're printing, because to keep interest rates low, you have to stand ready to lend an infinite amount of money at that rate.
There's more coming up here in Moments. Hour number two is on the way, and you can share your thoughts. This is Free Talk Live.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.